It's the B1049 Pet of the Week, brought to us by Star Business Machines of Stevens Point, Stevens Point's top-rated office equipment provider for office equipment and services in central Wisconsin. And Sherry of the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Hey, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. It's a wonderful, wonderful beginning to the weekend.
Yeah.
And this weekend, we are up to our eyeballs in kittens.
Oh, really?
Yes. Quite a few in, and that's what you and I are going to be talking about.
Okay. So what do you have for us this time?
Well, I've got two little darling black and white kittens, Lima and Black Eyed Pea. And yes, we run out of names, so now we're hitting the vegetable family, the beans and the peas. When we get this many kittens in, that's why how they get such unique names.
Uh-huh.
We simply have a big book that we go to, and yes, and this was a group of vegetables that came in, so they are named that way.
Oh, that sounds good. And they look a lot alike, too.
They do. I've got on the sheet female and male, and that is incorrect. I believe they are both males.
Oh, okay.
So they're about 3 months old. They're neutered, microchipped, and current on all their core vaccinations. They were both found as strays, and they were found together. We do not know if they're brother and sister or sisters or whatever, brothers, but we assume so because they were found together and because they look so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
And they are both approximately the same age. They play together and, of course, like kittens do, get into mischief. And we're having so much fun with them and all the toys. If you can picture this, darling little black faces with white whiskers. And then they have white paws. And they look like little white socks as they're walking around. The two of them are really friendly and very social. Their adoption fee is $85. And there's no fee to the second kitty if you take both. And that's with all of our kittens right now.
That's a good deal.
Yep. It is. And if you're interested in getting two kittens, I found out over the years that they just have fun with each other, especially if you're away at work or can't get home within a reasonable time. It just works out well. They take care of each other a lot of times.
Yeah, and these two would be perfect for each other because they've known each other their whole life, so it'd be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, before we talk a little bit more about the two kittens here, Black Eyed Pea and Lima, tell us what's going on this weekend.
Beer Cheese for Pets, Please. It's coming up really fast this Saturday, August 23rd, and we start at 4 o'clock and end at 8. This year, a couple changes. The tickets are buy one, get one, and children 11 years old and younger are free. We're having the Stevens Point Brewery. They are serving all sorts of wonderful point beer, also point sodas. And Felt's Dairy Store has graciously hosted again this year. We owe them a big hug. We've got Dairy State Cheese, Mullins Cheese, Wenzel's Farm, Ski's Meat, and People's Meat. So we've got a lot of area vendors. It's really going to be fun. The big raffle baskets, I just went up to 34 yesterday. So that's going to be fun. The wonderful pendant raffle by Lee Ayers and designed by Tom Daling. It's just really going to be a good time like it always is. So the weather's going to be perfect. And come on out to Felt's Farm right on Porter Drive.
Right. And you mentioned you were just there not that long ago. They got the dance floor in for the Gray Cats, right?
Yes, they do. And the tent is going up as I speak. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that will be a fun time. Beer and cheese for pets, please. That will be a whole lot of fun. And it's all to help out the Humane Society of Portage County, too. Before I let you go, Sherry, one more time, our pets of the week are?
Two kittens, Lima and Black Eyed Pea. And they're absolutely darling. And if black and white isn't your thing, we have orange ones. We have gray ones. We've got tabbies. We've got calico. You name it. And they're coming in actually daily.
Yeah.
And that's what the Humane Society does. A lot of these kittens wouldn't have made it. We've got a little one called Lucky Linda that was found in the storm drainage. And thank you to the fire department that helped us save that little kitten's life. And she's working at getting her health back in our medical department. And this is what we do when we find these animals. We get them well again.
Yeah, and that's a big project, and you guys do a great job. So we appreciate that. And again, we will talk to you next week for our Pet of the Week.
Thank you, and thank you so much. B104. TK, we really appreciate the attention to our animals. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Sherry, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.